السلام علیکم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله و نعمته و نستعینه و نستغفره و نؤمن به و نتوکل علیه و نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا و من سیئات اعمالنا. من یهد الله فلا مضل له و من یضلل فلا هادی له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Truly praises for Allah, and we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we put our trust in Him, and seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and our wrong actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever he leads astray, there is no one to guide him. And we bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his worshipper and messenger. Blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا لله الحق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبثها منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah, praise be to Him Most High, said in His clear book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save that if you are Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from oneself, and from it its maids, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another and toward the wombs from which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over you. الحمد لله الذي جعل يوم الجمعة سيد عيننا ونعبد ونستعين ولا إله وهو الذي فرض الصلاة الجمعة بقوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي إلى صلاة من يوم الجمعة فصلوا ذكر الله وذكر الله. Praise be to Allah who made this day of congregation to be the best of days. We do not worship and we do not seek aid other than from He who has made the congregational worship obligatory for us as witness in the saying of the Most High. O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call to the Salah on the day of congregation, make haste to the remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in Allah and the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah do the hearts find rest. المؤمنين المخلصين هم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله وذكر الله ينفع. Allah reveals in the Holy Quran the following ayat. It says in Surah Al-Tawbah, وَكِنَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ جَهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَاتُ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. But the messenger and those who believe in him struggle in the way of Allah with their wealth and their selves. It is they who will have good things, and it is they who are successful. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it that will be successful? Thank you. I'm checking and see if you're paying attention. Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ in Surah Al-Furqan, He says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَأَمِنَ مَأَمِّلَ مَأَمِلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِلُ لَهُ اللَّهُ فَسَيَأَتِهِمْ حَسَنَةً وَكَانَ لَهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. Save the one who repents and believes and performs righteous deeds. For such Allah will change their evil deeds to good. And Allah is ever forgiving, singularly compassionate. Who? Who? Not who, Allah. Who does Allah forgive? And who does He show His singular compassion to? One who repents and what? And believes and do righteous deeds. And what will happen to them? Huh? Speak up! Their evil deeds will return to good deeds. And Allah says in Surah Al-Zumar, He says, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ فِي كِتَابِ بِالْحَقِّ فَبُدِّدِ لَهُ مُكْلِسَ لَهُ الَّذِينَ أَلَّا لَهِيَ الَّذِينَ لِلْخَلَاسِ وَالَّذِينَ تَخَادُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلا لله زلفى إن الله يقوم بينهم فما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. What did he say? Truly we have sent down to you a book of by truth, so worship Allah alone and make your religious and spiritual way of life or deen sincere. And total sincerity. All those who have taken protectors other than Him say, we only worship them so that they may bring us closer to Allah. Truly Allah will judge between them concerning everything they differ upon between themselves. Truly Allah does not guide anyone who is a liar or anyone who covers up. So what is the quality that's mentioned here? Ah, good. Alhamdulillah. The Quran and the Sunnah, my dear ones, speak frequently and speak emphatically about the fact that a worshipper who repents and asks for forgiveness for his sins will be forgiven and will not be asked about those sins again. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those sins will be exchanged for good deeds. Allah says, except those who repent and believe and work righteous deeds. Huh? And evil deeds will return to good deeds. Ibn Kathir discusses this issue of evil deeds being changed into good deeds in his Tafsir. He says, there are two opinions of what it means. The second opinion, I'm going to focus on, the second opinion is that those evil deeds that have passed are turned into good deeds by the way of the true and the sincere repentance itself. And this is because every time that a person remembers what he has done and he regrets it, feels remorse, and seeks Allah's forgiveness. What are the three things? Huh? What are the three things? He remembers it, he regrets it, and he feels remorse. And the fourth is, I mean the four things, and he seeks forgiveness. And in this way, the sin becomes an act of obedience. On the day of judgment, even if he finds those sins recorded against him, they do not harm him, and are turned into good deeds on the page of his account. This is what is established by the Sunnah and by the statements related to us from the pious predecessors. Here's the text of the Hadith. Allah's Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, said, indeed I know. The last person to leave the hellfire and the last person to enter paradise. A man will be brought and it will be said, set aside his major sins and ask him only about his minor ones. It will be said to him, on a certain day, did you do such deeds? And on a certain day, did you do such and such a deed? And he will say, yes, unable to deny anything of it. And then it shall be said to him, For you is a good deed for each of those evil deeds. And then he will say, oh my Lord, I did other things that I do not see recorded here. Thereupon Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, laughed and laughed until we could see his molar teeth. The human being by nature is prone to error. And that is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every descendant of Adam is oft to err. And the best of those who err are those who are oft to repent. Oft to repent. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, if you were not to commit sins, if you were not to commit sins, Allah would remove you and replace you with a people who would commit sins and then seek Allah's forgiveness, so just so that Allah could forgive them. And Ibn Hanafiya relates that from Sidna Ali, alayhi salam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah loves the believing servant who falls into trials and then repents. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani mentions this statement in the Fath al-Bahri with the words, the best of you are those of you who fall into trials and then repent. Therefore, we have to make ourselves upright. We shouldn't complain and we shouldn't moan and groan over our past faults. We shouldn't also plan the fault with the idea that we're going to repent. We must know that none of us are going to gain any admission to Jannah by virtue of our deeds, but only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassing us with His mercy, His rahmah, His durahim, and His fadl, blessing His grace. And the believer, all of us, might very well at times think we are weak and actually be weak. And at times we may be indulgent, or even think we're indulgent. However, the believer doesn't establish the foundation of his beingness upon their sin, or doesn't persist in that heedlessness, and he neither despairs of Allah's mercy, nor does he or she see renewal as hopelessness. Instead, the mu'min, the true Muslim, the true mu'min, resolves him or herself to seek Allah's forgiveness and to follow up their evil deed with works of righteousness. He knows for certain that Allah is the most merciful and all of all and the best of the forgivers. Allah's mercy encompasses all things. Allah says, I don't think I quoted this, indeed the mercy of Allah is near to those who do good. So we should resolve, first of all then, to be among those who are doing good. And we should understand that if we are established among those who do good, then whatever faults we have can be changed. And we have to make it a habit to make dhikr Allah, to thank Allah, shukran Allah, to make tawbah, to seek forgiveness, and indeed for the good deeds to wipe away the evil ones. And if we slip, as we will, and if we commit sins, as we do, we must make sure not to follow it up again with another one. To have that intention, at least. And instead, we have to rush to what is good, to wipe away the effect of what is evil from our slate, and we have to cleanse our countenance, our body, our mind, our face, and remove the pain of those actions from our souls. And in so doing, we can remove the pain of our actions from the hearts and the minds of those around us who love us or know us. And so the believer knows that he or she has really no power of their own to turn away from sin or turn away from obedience, from heedlessness to awareness, from weakness to strength, except by the fadl, by the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah's grace. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His grace and generosity to turn us towards Allah's mercy and forgiveness and not to leave us to our own desires, not even for a blink of an eye. And so, and I read to you an Az-Zumar, worship Allah alone and doing religious deeds or good deeds sincerely for Allah's sake. Don't set up any rivals with Him. And surely the deen, the worship, or the ibadah is for Allah alone. Umar, Sidna Umar ibn al-Khattab, said, related that he heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, the reward of deeds depends on the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he intended. So whoever emigrated from worldly benefits or for a woman or a man to marry, their immigration from was what he emigrated for. The meaning of sincerity then, which is at the root of this transformation, is to purify one's intentions and deeds. What is sincerity? To purify one's intentions and one's deeds from all things that can render it void, like showing off or innovations that are destructive. And actions, of course, can have the same form and the same shape, but they differ according to what the intention is. They differ according to what your sincerity is. You can take somebody out to dinner to get their business, or you can take someone out to dinner for their company. You can sit together to impress someone with your knowledge, or you can sit together for suhbah. You can pray to get rewards only for yourself and to win in some situation, or you can pray for the fi sabilillah, strictly for the sake of Allah. You can ask for forgiveness because it's the thing to do so that you can say that you're doing it, or you can ask for forgiveness out of taqwa. So the truthful intention and sincerity is different than the lack of sincerity and the selfish or self-centered intention. And the person who's sincere in their actions will be among the nearest ones to Allah, and the insincere one will be among the punished ones. What is that nearness to Allah? That nearness to Allah is seeing Allah. Being aware of that divine presence. Being aware of the love that's coming towards you. It can be from your parents to the children, from the children to the parents, from friend to friend, from husband to wife, from brother to sister, from members of the community to one another, from members of the nation to other nations. Those sincere actions bring you nearer to Allah because Allah is present in all of those relationships. If you don't see it, this is a tremendous punishment. A tremendous punishment. Because, if nothing else, You will not see the Jannah. You will not see good. You will be blind in the hereafter. Not just blind, but not know where you are. You will be removed from the beloved and not see the nearness to God, to Allah. That has many implications in the way I tell to you about the way the system operates, about the blessing. Can you imagine living your life, even up to this day, even up to this moment, even if you're the youngest in this room, without any love shown to you, without any compassion shown to you? Even the littlest one in this room, they fell down and they hurt themselves and they skinned their knees outside this mosque, and no one would come to help? And no, the mother would not pick up and the father would not pick up the child? And say, oh, what happened? Oh, can you imagine? Even the youngest in this room. So then how many of such experiences, if you're the oldest in this room, have you had of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times has that divine presence in the form of a brother, a sister, a friend, a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, a stranger, shown you that divine love and presence? Can you imagine living your life without any of that ever? That would be hell. Wouldn't that be a hell? Because you're yearning for something you cannot have. You're in a place where others are getting, you're somewhere where others are getting it, but you're getting nothing. And all the lower nature, part of your nature, would rise up. And the one who is sincere in their actions will be among those nearest to Allah, and the insincere will be among those who are cursed. Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah, but the messenger and those who believed with him strove hard and fought with their wealth and their lives. Such are they for whom are the good things, and it is they who will be successful. And for those who are insincere, he says, verily the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths, the grade, lowest grade of the fire, and no helper will you find for them. Well, would you find a helper among people who cared nothing? You would only have companions in hell, so to speak. Right? To further underline, I think, the importance of sincerity and the gravity of hypocrisy, Allah categorizes those who do good into two groups. One will be in paradise, and the other will be in hell. Okay, now we have understood what that means from our point of view, right? Among the good and happy and pleasing, seeing the countenance of Allah everywhere and remembering that that is the countenance of Allah, or being totally oblivious to that and being among those who are totally oblivious and can never fulfill their true journey. It's one way of looking at it, alright? Not the only way, but one way. As for those who will be in Jannah, they are the ones who carry out their deeds with sincerity to Allah. And the second group who will be in the Jahannam are those who show off. The hadith, here's a hadith that gives a kind of a vivid explanation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, benefits of this world are for four men or women only, four persons only, a servant of Allah whom Allah favors with wealth and knowledge. He fears Allah, does good to his kin, and recognizes Allah's rights in that wealth. This servant is of the highest rank. The second one is a servant whom Allah favors with knowledge and does not give him wealth, but he is sincere and says, if only I had money, I would do such and such, good things, such and such. He and the first person will be equal in terms of reward because of his good intention. The third one is a servant whom Allah blesses with wealth without knowledge, spends his wealth uselessly, does not fear his Lord, nor do good to his kith and kin, and neither recognizes others' rights in their wealth. This one is of the worst rank, And the fourth is the one is a servant who Allah never neither blessed with wealth or knowledge, and he says that if only I had wealth, I would do like such and such a person. He and the third person will be equal in sin because of his bad intentions. So he wants to be like the third person. So this is a way of understanding. So if you take it into the personal context and out of the literal kind of fear-mongering that one finds sometimes among the khatibs, and think only of the good deeds, the repentance, and the sincerity. And not get so wound up and caught up in the uselessness of repentance because I have done such and such and a hellfire is waiting for me. Okay? And then you understand truly how much control over your own life you have been given. How much opportunity you have been given and I have been given. And who is it that you're going to account to at the end? Who is it that the soul will account to? Your neighbor? Your buddy? Your drinking partner? Your doping partner? The other evil person? The person of equally bad deeds? The liar? The cheat? Who are you going to account to? You're going to account to Allah. What does it mean? You're going to find yourself forever in misery, or you're going to find yourself forgiven and forever in joy and gratitude because you found out and you made your best intention and best effort. And every time you fell down, you reached for the rope. And every time someone gave you a hand, you took it. And every time someone fell down, you gave them a hand. And you didn't judge them, and you didn't hold on to that initial judgment. This is the opportunity of life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ansana finaka khayrun nasirin. Wastafidanaka lana finaka khayru fatihin. Waqfir lana finaka khayru ghafirin. Warhamna finaka khayru rahimin. وارزقنا فيناك خير الرازقين وهدنا نجنا من القوم الظالمين وهب لنا ريحا طيبة كما هي في علمك وانشرنا علينا من خزائنه رحمتك واحملنا بها حمل كرامات وسلامات وعافية في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم يسيرنا أمرنا مهراتي في قلوبنا بأبادنا والسلاماتي والعافياتي في الدنيا والديننا ونسألك إيمانا دائما ونسألك قلبا كاسيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا قائما ونسألك عافية من كل بلية ونسألك تأمنا إلى عافياتي ونسألك دعوما عافية ونسألك شكرا والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم واصفر وجهنا بالنور صفاتك وأذقنا وبصيرنا يوم قيامتي بين أوليائك وجعل أيادك والمبسوطين علينا وأهل أهلنا ومن مهنا برحمتك وكن لنا صاحبا في سفرنا وتركة في أهلنا وميزال وجه أيدنا ومساكهم على مكانتهم فلا يستئنون المدي ولا ماجي علينا يعني ما المجيب يعني ما المجيب يعني ما المجيب. Oh Allah, shukr us for you are the best to aid us. Open us for you are the best at opening and forgive us for you are the best at forgiving and have mercy upon us because you are the most merciful. And provide for us because you are the best provider and guide us and deliver us from the hands of oppressors and grant us a fair wind in accordance with your knowledge. Waft it upon us from the treasure of your mercy and transport us by that wind on the conveyance of your generosity and with peace and well-being in our spiritual life, in our worldly life, and in the hereafter. Truly you have power over all things. O Allah, make order easy for us with serenity in our hearts and our bodies and peace and well-being in our worldly life and our spiritual life. We beseech you for faith that is everlasting and for a submissive heart and for knowledge that is beneficial and for a certainty that is genuine. And we beseech you for a religion that is straight and for well-being free from every affliction and for complete well-being and for continued well-being. And we ask you for thankfulness for our well-being. O Allah, make our faces shine with the light of your attributes. Make us laugh and rejoice on the resurrection day among your friends. And make your hand to be spread over upon us, over our families, over our children. And for those who are with us by your mercy, be our companion in our travels and guardian in our family. Efface the faces of our enemies. Freeze them in their places so that they may be unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder. O Allah, send your blessings upon those among our community who are ill, those upon our community who are traveling, and any of those people who we know of among the families and friends who have lost beloveds in this week, especially on the family of Arifa's brother, and also upon the brother Akbar Mir and his family in Washington, D.C. And all those who we don't know, we ask you for your mercy upon their souls. Ameen. Just an announcement or two, you can cut it out of the khutbah. I want to announce that spring has come. And we're grateful that the winter is over. And Thanksgiving is coming, so we should be thankful. We will be having the Thanksgiving service at Holy Trinity Church. Being the khatib of that service will be the rabbi. So those of you who would like to attend a service, you're cordially invited. Following that, we come home and we will gorge ourselves. In light of all that, there will be some changes in the feeding schedule of the masses during that week, because we're going to have other feedings around the holy and most important festival of all of the year. Monday night dinner. I have asked for my birthday dinner to be Tex-Mex. So for those of you who have gotten used to Monday night dinners as being Tex-Mex, Grandma, I'm going to ask Grandma to work on a Tex-Mex crash. Surprise me. I'm hoping for some of that fake lamb, but nobody else seems to know how to make it anyway. We will also have the December 6th talk in Charlottesville. Don't forget that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ونحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد ان لا اله الا هو وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكه والمقربين واولياء الله الصالحين والمجاهدين فادين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين من الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم وارد وسادتنا وخلاف الراشدين أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاخر وعثمان ونورين وعلى سيدنا الإمام Imam Ali, karamadallahu wajah wardir alahuma an sayyidina al-Hassani wa sayyidina al-Hussein wa umahima sayyatiri Fatimata wa Zahra wa Ali al-Bayt al-Kiram wa ajwajihi nabiyatik wa taharati umatihi al-Mukhminin wa nasahabati wa salihin wa tabi'in ועבד ידלהם מוקלסים ואסלמים ואמאמים ואסלנים אלא יום הדדים עבד אלה אין אלה ימור ובעד לי ואיסני ואיתה דקור באויינה ופשעי ולמוכרי ובחי ידקום ולטל אלקום תדחרו ודקרו אלה יחבר ואכם ואכם יסע סלט.